Okay, I'd forgotten that she didn't appreciate, licks on the face. I mean, we'd been through this on several occasions, but in the heat of the moment, I had just...
Scat! Shoo!
Fine. I could scat, but she didn't need to screech at me. Dogs have feelings, too. In a flash, I drew my tail up into a position we call gee whiz and went slinking away. I slank over to the front of the car and took refuge behind the right front tire. There, I peeked out and listened to the rest of the conversation.
I wish you'd teach that dog some manners.
Hon, he's just trying to be friendly.
I know he's trying, but he's... he's so dumb!
Boy, that hurt. You talk about an arrow piercing into your innermost heart. Her words pierced me deeply and opened such a huge wound, I wasn't sure I would ever...
Gosh, Hanky, I'm sorry you got in trouble.
Did you hear that? Maybe not, since you weren't there, but I heard it. It was a familiar, whiny voice, very much like the voice of a certain cat. I tore my gaze away from the scene at the gate, crawled out from under the car, and looked straight into the eyes of Pete. On instinct, my lips began to curl into a snarl. You again? What did you say?
I said, I'm sorry you got in trouble with Sally Mae.
Ha! Lies, Pete! You expect me to believe you're actually sorry? He gave me a look that seemed, well, almost sincere. I mean, he'd even stopped smirking.
I really mean it this time, Hanky. I saw it all. You were trying so hard to be a good dog.
Well, yes, I was, but you really mean this, Pete? This isn't one of your sneaky tricks? He raised his left paw in the air.
Honest, Hanky, cat's honor.
Well, this was almost too shocking for words. I mean, this cat and I had spent years building up a lousy relationship, and yet I had to admit that he looked sincere. And he'd mentioned a very crucial detail, that I was trying to be a good dog. Well, at this dark moment in my history, I needed a friend, even if that friend was a cat. I heaved a sigh. Thanks, Pete. As you can imagine, this is very discouraging.
I know. Poor doggy.
Right. I mean, sometimes I wonder what a dog's supposed to do to please these people. You wait for them to come outside and you spend hours preparing a little presentation to show them how much you care. Pete gave his head a sad shake.
And they don't appreciate a thing. This is so sad, Hanky. I only wish there was something I could do to help.
I stared at him for a long moment. You mean that? He began purring.
Well, of course I do.